From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The first civilian trial of a Guantanamo Bay detainee is over. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports that Ahmet Galani has been acquitted in New York City of all but one charge stemming from the 1998 embassy bombings in Africa.
It took a Manhattan jury just 7 days to find Ahmet Galani guilty of just one count of conspiracy and acquit him of murder and terrorism charges. Prosecutors say Galani bought a truck and explosives for the bombing before he left Africa and hid in Pakistan. The defense said Galani was a dupe, and he had no idea he was helping with an al-Qaeda terrorism plot. The attacks in Tanzania and Kenya killed 224 people, including a dozen Americans. Gailani's trial was meant to show that civilian courts in the U.S. would be able to handle complicated terrorism trials. He was the first Guantanamo Bay detainee to be transferred to the U.S. for a trial. His acquittal on all but one count is a setback for the Obama administration's efforts to close Guantanamo Bay prison. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.
Alaska elections officials say incumbent Lisa Murkowski has won her write-in campaign for re-election. Results show Murkowski garnered over 10,000 more votes than Republican challenger Joe Miller. She waged a write-in campaign after losing the primary. Miller says he won't concede defeat and may even request a recount. He had said earlier that he would not contest the results if the numbers were close. New housing construction activity plunged last month. The Commerce Department says housing starts sank 11% in October to just over 500,000 homes. But as Danielle Carson reports, some economists say the numbers aren't that bad.
When you break the numbers down, the report shows only a 1% drop in the construction of single-family homes, and they make up 80% of the housing market. More importantly, applications for building permits, which are a sign of future construction, went up. And that's what's key for IH Global Insight economist Patrick Newport.
They're not affected by seasonality, and they're forward-looking. And the single-family permits, which is a key number in this report, increased for the first time in 7 months. So, on balance, I think it was not a disappointing report.
Still, big problems remain. Builders are competing with an inventory of some 4 million existing homes sitting on the market. While analysts don't expect the housing market to crash again, they don't expect housing starts to go much beyond the 600,000 mark for some time. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
General Motors says it raised more than $20 billion through its initial public offering. U.S. taxpayers will recoup more than half the government's bailout of the automaker once the sale of common stock is complete. The government's stake in GM will drop to about a third from 61% if all available shares are sold. GM earned $5 billion in the first three quarters of this year and is on track for its full-year profit in 6 years. This is NPR News. A protest over the University of California's proposed 8% tuition increase turned violent today. Police used pepper spray to disperse a crowd of students who tried to cross a barricade outside of a meeting of university regents. More than a dozen people were arrested. UC officials say the proposed tuition hike is needed to close a funding gap. The board is set to vote on the proposal tomorrow. The owner of the West Virginia coal mine, where 29 workers were killed in an explosion last April, is in a standoff with federal regulators. As NPR's Howard Berkish reports, Massey Energy has only a few more days to avoid a federal seizure of the Upper Big Branch mine.
The possible eviction of all Massey Energy officials from the mine is based on a standoff between the company and state and federal investigators. The investigators want to test water sprayers on the longwall mining machine, considered a possible source of the explosion. The sprayers help control sparks and explosive coal dust, and some are believed to be clogged, broken, or missing. Massey has refused to feed water to the sprayers so they can be tested. The company says running the sprayers will compromise evidence it is assessing in its own investigation of the blast. Federal regulators cited Massey for impeding the official state and federal investigation and initially gave the company until noon Wednesday to comply. But federal mine safety officials extended the deadline to Friday. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
Qantas Airlines plans to replace 40 engines on its fleet of super jumbo Airbuses. The company grounded its fleet of A380 jets earlier this month after the engine on one of the planes fell apart in midair. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.